after bathing to dry yourself with.
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe at the sink?
Tap.
If it was real cold last night, you might say that our water pipes
froze.
And if they froze and popped open,
burst.
What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle?
A tunnel.
Funnel. Would you ever call a funnel a tunnel? What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time? To be
precise. Probably a bushel.
Okay. And when the light burns out in your one of these lights, what do you replace? What do you replace into the light if that were to burn?
Oh, the bulb, the light bulb.
What do you put in the top of a bottle, say a champagne bottle or a wine bottle, to close it?
Cork.
Would you ever call that a stopper?
Yes.
Can you think of a term that would denote the steel outside of a wagon wheel?
The rim.
Have you ever heard of the word felly for that? No. What would you call an X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into shorter lengths?
I forgot.
With sawbuck or
I forgot.
Some type of frame?
I've seen those things, but I've forgotten what Papa called them.
What would you sharpen a straight razor on?
I suppose they hung it on a leather strap. Called a razor strap.
Yeah.
The same thing they took to bad little boys.
Threaten them. I think I need one sometimes with mine. You would say that you might straighten your hair with a comb and the different utensils you would use. A brush.
Just straight. Or to brush it.
To brush it.
Brush it. A comb and a brush.
What might you call a plank laid over, say, a trestle for children to play on?
Seesaw.
Any other words you might use for seesaw? Teeter-totter?
Yeah, teeter-totter.
Seahorse?
Pardon?
Seahorse?
Never heard that.
Teetering board? Have you ever heard of fixing a lumber plank at both ends so children can jump on it?
Yes, we had one. A joggling board, we called it.